Say, it's time for...
Oral Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, oral sweet. Oral sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meeks, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's early morning in the little white house with the green shutters, and the family is gathered around the table for breakfast. It's too early for much bright chatter, but true to form, brother-in-law Louis expresses an opinion on the meal.
Ah, boy. Oh, for goodness sake, Louis, can't you drink your coffee from a cup like other people do?
From a cup? Look at the skill it takes to balance this saucer.
Yeah, you should have been a seal.
Now, wait a minute.
Especially with all of that blubber.
Now, look here. I go.
Oh, now, Louis Mortimer. Let's start the day off by being agreeable.
Hmm? All right, dear. All right. Should I agree to anything? He said cautiously.
I think that'd be wonderful, Daddy. You could agree to buy me a new formal for the spring dance.
Yeah, I could agree to buy you, Chelsea. Well, wait a minute here. I didn't mean to be that agreeable.
Sure, niecey. Morty means he'll agree to anything, long as it don't cost him nothing.
Now, Louis, I do not. It's just that, well, I think we'd better save wisely instead of spending foolishly.
Now, your father's right, Peggy. Instead of buying a new formal, I'll make over my blue one for you.
Oh, Mother, the dress will still look made over. Barbara Fuller, my new girlfriend, is getting a new one, and so are all the rest of the girls.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get it, he said gratefully. Hey, hello?
Meek? Barker. Listen, Meek, what's the delay on fixing that burglar trap? Those special constables are hot on my neck.
Yeah, well, boss, I told you...
No excuses, Meek. Get that burglar trap fixed by tomorrow.
By tomorrow? But, Mr. Barker, we've been looking for the trouble for weeks.
Meek, if you find that trouble by tomorrow, I think I can see my way to giving you a tidy little bonus. Does $200 interest you?
Yes, me. I'm fascinated. That's very generous of you, Mr. Barker.
Generous?
Huh?
Meek, you don't seem to understand. Fix it and you'll be flying high. Fail me and you're fired. Signed, tersely yours, Barker.
That's what I like about the boss. You do it his way. Oh, you do it his way.
Well, who was it, dear?
Mr. Burglar, my chap. Mr. Barker, my boss.
Well, what in the world did he want at this time of the morning?
Yeah, what's Barker got in that little old shrivel-up mind of his?
A burglar trap that doesn't work, Louis. Mr. Barker just told me to fix it or else. And of course, he did offer a bonus if I fixed it by tomorrow.
Mortimer,
a bonus? Golly, Daddy, how much of a bonus?
He said something about $200.
$200? Oh, boy, what I couldn't do with all that ever-loving legitimate lettuce.
Oh, Daddy, now I can get my new formal and accessories.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so proud of you. Why, with $200, I can get that new household helper at Hammerschlager's department store. This is wonderful.
Yes, yes, I agree with all of you. It would be wonderful. But it's Mr. Barker's money, and money that I am not going to get.
Not going to get? Why not?
Well, I couldn't possibly fix the burglar trap by tomorrow. We've been trying for weeks.
Morty, you ain't going to let 200 smackers just go bye-bye, are you? No, sir. You're going to get it, and I'm going to help you.
Yes, you're going to help me. Oh, no, you're not. Every time you help me, Louis, I have to crawl back to Mr. Barker on my hands and knees.
Now, Mortimer, you know Louis has an inventive turn of mind.
Yes, like a U-turn.
Mortimer, I think you're deliberately trying to keep Louis' light under a bushel.
I'd like to keep Louis under a bushel.
Sure. You're right, sis. Morty wants all the glory for himself.
Louis, I do not. It's just that, well, Louis and Mr. Barker go together like ketchup and ice cream.
Ketchup and... Well, Mortimer, since you insist on keeping your family in poverty...
Oh, but
I don't really need a new formal.
Oh, yeah. Baby, dearie.
They laughed at the Wright brothers, too.
Oh, stop, please, please. All right, Louis, you can help me. But now, strictly on the QT, you understand? Mr. Barker has insisted that no one know about the burglar trap.
Oh, sure, Morty. I'll be like a itty-bitsy mouse.
Oh, thank you, Louis. But it would be refreshing if once you acted like a big, grown-up man.
I've been told that even the most efficient housewife often overlooks the most obvious things, like leaving the hollandaise sauce on the stove when you serve asparagus, or remembering the candles for Junior's birthday cake 3 weeks in advance, but forgetting to buy bread on the day of the party. Now, if that should happen to you sometime, turn your forgetfulness into a treat for the family and serve hot biscuits instead with honey and all-sweet margarine. Just think of delicious, natural-flavored all-sweet melting into light, fluffy biscuits. Just think of the delicate gold of all-sweet melting into the sweet amber of honey. Mmm, makes my mouth water this minute. Now, of course, all-sweet makes any food taste better. Fresh vegetables, waffles, leftovers. But the real flavor, the real goodness of all-sweet comes out when you serve it on hot bread. Yes, ma'am. That's the way to prove to your family that here's the perfect table spread. The next time you shop, remember all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Hey, Bob, was I surprised you could go shopping with me this afternoon? I didn't think you were settled in your new house yet.
Oh, we aren't, but Mother ran the whole family out and said she could work faster alone.
That's what my mother said, too.
Well, Peggy, how come you're going shopping anyway? I thought you said you couldn't buy a new form.
I couldn't, but Daddy's going to get a bonus.
Well, what kind of form are you getting? Something real dreamy?
Oh, no. Something real sneaky. I want to look just like Lana Turner did in her last picture.
Well, if you can find the outfit you're dreaming, you're a cinch.
Gee, you really think so? Oh, sure.
But do you think your date can manage to look like Van Heflin?
I'm in Schlagel Shop and Service. Oh, yeah. Well, listen. I want to order a breakfast tray for a bed. Yeah. What price, just the best, sister. Just the best. Yeah. And a reading light, too. An automatic page turner. Comic book size. Oh, yeah. And a bed jacket, too. Size 46. So. Yeah, charge it to Mortimer Meek.
Oh, yes, indeed, Madge. I've already ordered a swift preening ham for Easter. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Madge, remember the household helper that Hammerschlagel's advertised last week? Well, I'm buying it.
What?
Can I afford it? Oh, of course. Mortimer's getting a very substantial bonus.
Listen to me. Nobody must know that you're here at the factory. Remember, Mr. Barkley's made a great point keeping the burglar trap a secret.
Oh, but Morty, I wouldn't breathe a word. I wouldn't even breathe. See?
Oh, all right, Louis, stop it. You're turning purple.
Here's
the laboratory. Be quiet now.
Oh, sure, Morty. Sure. Don't you worry about little old Louis.
Louis, for heaven's sake. The laboratory's filled with valuable equipment. Besides, some of it's dangerous.
Hey, listen. I didn't have to come down here, you know.
Yes, how well I know.
What's this?
Be quiet. It's probably Mr. Barker on the house phone.
Speak. Is that you?
Yes, Mr. Barker.
I called a conference about that burglar trap. Get over to my office immediately. Signed, briefly yours, Barker.
Louis.
Yeah, Morty.
I suppose you heard.
Now, Morty, you've got nothing to worry about. I won't touch a thing. Cub Scout on it.
I wish you were a Cub Scout. All right now, Louis, but remember, do not touch a thing. I'll hurry back as soon as I can.
Take your time, Morty. I quit worrying. Boy, what a layout. A zillion pieces of apparatus just waiting for Professor Louis Leach's scientific touch. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Leave me, Adam. Hey, what's this? Must be the burglar trap.
Louis, mustn't touch.
Why not? Didn't Morty bring me down here to help him? Sure he did. Go ahead, Louis. Now then, we'll just turn this little gadget here. Here's a big chance to heap glory on yourself, Louis.
Hey! Oh, my God!
Seven, I said heap glory! Oh, help! Help! Somebody get me out of this thing! It's alive!
We've caught a vandal! A saboteur!
Yo, Louis, are you hurt?
Who cares if he's hurt? Take a look at the equipment. Leach,
You ought to be in jail. Get me out of here.
Oh, no, hold still, Louie. Hold still.
You scared.
Look at that now. Just look. Somebody throw that bum out.
Marty, help your baby brother-in-law.
Go on. Go on, get out. Before I decide to get my hands dirty and throw you out myself.
Yes, Louie. You better get your hat and coat and go.
And you'd better get your hat, too, Meek.
Yes, I'd better get my hat. My hat, too, Mr. Barker.
Your hat, too, Meek. From now on, you have all the time in the world for inventing. At home. You're fired.
No.
Yes? Is this the residence, domicile, and habitat of Mortimer Meek?
Why, yes, it is.
Who lives here?
Mortimer Meek?
Ha! The system is infallible. This crate is from Hammerschlagel's department store, for Mrs. Meek. That you?
Oh, yes. Well, this must be my household helper. Oh, I'm delighted.
Well, baby, since you're so delighted, would you mind signing this bill for $160? Part of the system.
Oh, back again?
Lady, these packages are not walking up here by the little paper flap. Now I got packages from Hammerschlagel's for Peggy Meek.
Peggy?
Lady, you intend to bicker? Let's be quicker. Please sign here. A continuation of the system of which I am the victim.
Well, Mother, I'm home. I got my formal and everything for $30. I charged it.
Oh, no, I'll get it, Peggy. You better hang up your formal.
Okay.
For heaven's sake, again?
Lady, you're a mind reader. More packages from Hammerschlagel for a leech named Louie.
Louie?
I only do what I'm told. And, lady.
Yes?
There's a bed jacket here for this leech guy from the lingerie section.
Louie? Lingerie?
Lingerie, as long as you're wealthy. The life of the idle rich. But this leech guy's your problem, lady. Sign here. It's a charge.
All right.
Thanks. Yes. Well, it certainly has been interesting meeting up with you. And I hope this is the last time today. What a system.
Oh,
for Louie. I didn't know he'd ordered anything.
Oh, gosh, Mother, you had the finances planned so well, too.
Well, now, we mustn't get upset. Why, if this burglar trap is so important to Mr. Barker, I wouldn't be surprised if your father got an extra bonus.
Well, sure, you hear about that all the time. Gee, we women can sure worry about the silliest things sometimes, can't we? Mr. Barker's bound to reward Daddy, and generously.
Why, Mortimer, Louie, what are you doing home at this hour? Oh, Mortimer, something awful's happened. I can tell by the look on your face.
Daddy, it's the burglar trap, isn't it?
Morty and I are victims of a gross misunderstanding. Ain't we, Morty?
I'm afraid Mr. Barker understood perfectly, Louie.
Mortimer, did this affect your job?
Oh, dear, you mean it's necessary to ask? I'm fired.
Oh, my formal! My beautiful formal dog!
Your formal? What about my household helper?
Hey, what is this? Don't you feel sorry for me? After all, I'm the guy with the cyclone head.
Well, Louie, what do you mean?
Well, Morty lost his job, but my career's been nipped in the bud.
Well, Mortimer.
I have nothing to say, and I'm going to say it. Nothing.
May I come in?
Sure, why not? Nothing matters.
Why, Louie, you look as though you've lost your appetite.
It's worse than that. Morty's lost his job.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm building up a reserve. 12 sandwiches, 6 jars of pickles, 4 on the side, 2 dozen cans of...
Hey, wait a minute, Louie. You've got the wrong idea about the word reserve.
I have?
Oh, well, sure. Do you know that 15,000 units of vitamin A go into every pound of all-sweet?
No.
And do you know that all sweet is one of our very best sources of food energy?
No.
Yes, sir, that's right. A slice of bread that's spread from crust to crust with all sweet margarine is actually doubled in energy value. And what's more, the nutritive value and vitamin content of all sweet are the same winter or summer. For you see, Louie, when people talk about building up a reserve, they mean getting a good supply of vitamins and nutritive values for extra energy and zip. And they don't do it by eating a buddy out of house and home. They simply add a nutritious food such as all sweet margarine to their daily diet. You understand now?
Yeah, I got to do some organizing here. Now, let's see. 12 sandwiches, 6 jars of pickles, 2 cans of beans, and 3 pounds of all sweet margarine.
Oh, Louie, I give up.
Delivery man, stop by at the Mortimer Meek residence on Elm Street and pick up some purchases I want to return. Yes, please. A beautiful black formal and accessories. Thank you.
Hammerslagle, this is Mrs. Mortimer Meek. I want to return a household helper I bought today. Yes, that's right. Would you have your delivery man stop by right away? Thank you.
Hammerslagle, give me the shopping service. No, S-H-O-P-I-N service. Now listen, this is Louie Leach. I'm going to return that stuff I bought this morning. Yeah, tell your delivery boy to drop it at Mortimer Meek's residence and get it. What? No, I did not try on the bed jacket for size.
Hello.
Meek? Barker.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Barker. Well, I didn't expect you to call.
If you weren't such a lunkhead, I wouldn't have had to, Meek. You didn't turn in your keys.
Well, I must have forgotten in my haste, Mr. Barker.
Meek, you move fast enough. Just too bad your brain had to wander along behind.
Yeah.
Now stay where you are. I'm driving right over. Signed, hurriedly yours, Barker.
Who was it, dear?
Oh, just a friend. And I might add, a dear departed friend.
Mr. Barker?
Yes, he's coming over for my keys. I forgot to turn him in.
What do you suppose will happen now, Mortimer?
Oh, don't worry about it, dear. Everything will work out for the best. Every cloud must have a silver lining and so forth.
Oh, I feel so badly for Peggy's sake. She had her heart so set on that formal.
Yeah, she did take a long time wrapping it up, didn't she?
Poor darling. I'd better go to her room and see what I can do.
I won't be long, Mortimer.
All right. Oh, good heavens, Mr. Barker already? Well, come right in, Mr. Barker. He certainly made it. Oh, excuse me. I thought you were somebody else.
If I was somebody else, would I be wearing my own face?
Yes. No.
Well?
Huh?
What? How about handing it over?
Why?
The stuff of Peggy Leek wants to return to Hammerslagle's, bud. Mm. Got it ready?
Oh, yes. I guess this is what you mean. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And I hope you don't mind.
No, I like to run errands.
Oh, you do?
Sure. Why, it's a romp to lug this stuff out here. It's mad. It's gay.
It is?
Of course. And to be permitted to come out here and lug it back again. I'm just thrilled to death.
You are?
Sure. Nothing like skipping back and forth between here and downtown a couple of hundred times a day. It keeps you fit.
Ooh, what a system. Mr. Barker ought to be along any minute now. I'd better figure out what I'm going to say to him. Now, let me see. I'll say, Mr. Barker, it's time we arrived at an understanding. Yes, that's good, Mortimer. Thank you. Yeah, that'll get him. There he is right now. Be brave now, Mortimer. Yes, Mr. Barker, it's time we arrived at an understanding. Oh, my gracious, you again.
Again. I am now picking up a household helper that Mrs. Meek is returning. Ha, ha, ha. The vain fancies of a woman.
Hey, now, look, just a minute. I've changed my mind. We're going to keep everything we bought.
Oh, no. No, you don't, Mr. Money.
Yes. Back.
No, you ain't making little Roscoe here run no more trips. We got a system, see? And I'm part of that system. I follow orders.
Follow orders.
If Hammerslagle says deliver an order, I deliver it.
You deliver it.
If they say pick up an order, I pick it up.
You pick it up.
Now, where's the household helper? I ain't got all day.
Hey, Marty!
Huh?
What's all the shouting about? Can a guy get no rest around here?
Yo, Hammerslagle's delivery man was here picking up Agatha and Peggy's purchases.
You mean he's giving you trouble, Marty?
No, there was no trouble. He's pretty
well, good. I'll take care of that little matter.
Now, Louie, please. For once, I wish you'd go back and sleep.
Sleep? With the prestige of the Meek family at stake? Nothing doing. Wait till that clodhopper comes back for my packages. I'll give them to him right in his kitchen.
Hey, now, Louie, don't do anything rash.
Ah, there he is. Open the door, Morty, and stand back while I deliver my package. Here goes.
Oh,
Oh, my gosh.
My gracious.
See you later, Morty. Just, I remember something.
Well, don't stand there, Meek. Help me up.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, just let me get my hands on that bloated bag of blubber.
Oh, Mr. Barker, are you hurt?
I'm not. But you better keep that brother-in-law of yours away before he is. Now give me my key.
Yes, Mr. Barker, I have him right here.
Now I'll tell you something else.
Yes.
When I started over here, I was thinking perhaps I'd been a little hasty about firing you.
You were?
Yes, I was. Now I know that firing you was one of the smartest things I ever did.
No. I see that Louie's been playing with these cards. They're all marked.
The red queen on the black king, Daddy.
Thank you, daughter.
Daddy?
Yes, dear.
I think I was kind of selfish about my formal.
Yeah? Well, how do you mean, Peggy?
Well, I thought getting my formal was more important than your losing your job and Mr. Barker being mad at you. Golly, to think it all happened because that old burglar alarm doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what's funny. It does work.
But Daddy, what do you mean?
When I left Louie in the laboratory this afternoon, he twisted a knob on the burglar trap, and that must have been the whole trouble. Now it works, and it's all ready for business.
But Daddy, why didn't you tell Mr. Barker?
Peggy, even when Mr. Barker is barking, you have to watch out for his bite.
Father, what you need is a helping hand.
You mean like a paycheck next week?
I mean like a paycheck and a bonus. Are you sure you won't know your voice?
I disguise it, Bob. Is it 8 o'clock yet?
Uh-huh. The courthouse clock just struck.
Good. Well, cross your fingers. Your toes.
This is the Barker resident. Mr. Barker speaking.
Is this Walter Barker?
I just said it was. Who is this?
This is a friend. I got news for you, see? You better scram down to your factory.
Huh?
The boys are going to knock off the laboratory at the plant.
What? On the laboratory, when?
Right now, pal. Cut the chatter.
But, why are you telling me?
The mob double-crossed me, so I'm double-crossing them. Now, get going.
Oh, Bill, say you sounded tough. No, who's next?
You call my daddy. He doesn't know your voice over the phone.
Well, all right, but wish me luck. Have you got any effect?
Yeah, here.
Hello.
Is this Mortimer Meek?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
This is a friend.
A friend?
Tell him to get down to Barker and Company right away. Tell him to get... get down to Barker and Company right away.
A matter of life or death.
It's a matter of life or death.
Life or death? Oh, my gracious.
Tell him you'd better take along some help, too. And you'd better take along some help, too.
Well, I will. I'll leave immediately.
Tell me it's going to be dark and spooky like this. Can you see the main entrance to the factory?
Yeah, there's a car just driving up.
It's Mr. Barker.
Well, can you see what he's doing? Getting out of his car. Now he's unlocking the door. He just went in.
So far, so good.
Oh, I wonder if it's going to get better as it goes farther.
Now, I'll approach him quietly. Can't let him get any warning. I got my key already. Gun? Yep. All cocked and loaded. Now we'll just slip the key in the lock quietly. Open the door slowly. Now.
All right, you crooks. I know you're here in the laboratory. Put up your hands. I'm armed. Speak up. I know you're in here.
That's funny. I'll just step in a little further.
Help! 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 Somebody get me down before I drop on my head! Help!
Hey, you better watch it, Morty, now. Must be a trap.
In fact, it looks pretty deserted.
Help! Hey. Help!
Gracious, somebody's in trouble.
Hey, Morty.
Huh?
The door down there is open.
Louie, it's the laboratory.
Yeah.
Come on. Turn on the light behind you. Right over there, Louie.
Meek! Oh, get my foot out of this noose. The blood's all gone to my head.
Barker got in the burglar trap.
Oh,
Mr. Barker, yeah, right away, Mr. Barker.
Now, wait a minute, Morty.
Huh?
What do you mean, wait a minute? You?
Now. Is that any way to talk to the brother-in-law of a valued employee?
Employee? This is blackmail.
Okay, Barky, old kid. Okay. So we'll just leave you hanging up there by your foot. You look funny.
Louis, be quiet. Now, let me help you down, Mr. Barker.
Oh, my back. What is this, a family reunion?
Peggy, Barbara, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Dicky, this is a man's work.
Oh, we just happened to be passing by.
Passing by here at night?
Uh-huh. And just since we got to see a real rescue.
Golly, Mr. Barker, wasn't it lucky that Daddy and Uncle Louie just happened along when they did?
Yeah, just in a nick of time, too.
Peggy, what in the world is this all about?
Daddy did everything to me. Gee, Mr. Barker, there's no telling how long you would have hung up there by your foot in the burglar trap.
Hey, what is this?
Golly, if you'd have been a burglar, you sure wouldn't have gotten away, would you, Mr. Barker?
No, say, that burglar trap really works. Doesn't it, Mr. Barker?
Well, suppose it does. So what?
Gee, Mr. Barker, I thought it was real important to you.
Well, it is relatively important.
You mean relatively like Daddy and Uncle Louie making it work? They're my relatives.
Okay. I know when I'm licked.
It's licked, Mr. Barker?
Like a postage stamp. Okay, Meek. If you go to this much trouble to get your job back, I'll go you one better. I think the general manager could use an assistant like you.
Yeah, oh, me? Indeed. Assistant to the general manager?
Mr. Barker, don't you mean assistant to the general manager with a bonus?
Yes, Peggy, please.
A bonus? I must be getting soft. Okay, Meek. Assistant to the general manager with a bonus. And Meek.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
You could learn a thing or two from this little girl of yours. She seems to have a talent for getting you out of trouble.
Mr. Barker, in the Meek household, trouble is a family affair. Isn't it, baby?
Yeah.
You know, we like to think of the kitchen as the heart of the home, a cozy, fragrant place with mother in a ruffled apron and delicious pie in the oven. Well, a kitchen is all of that. But did you ever realize what a scientific spot the kitchen is, too? That's right. Nearly everything from the new stove to the last bag of flour has been created or improved by scientists. And All Sweet margarine is no exception. For All Sweet's delicate natural flavor, All Sweet's nutritious goodness stem as much from a laboratory as from the farm. For instance, Swift and Company maintain a scientific control over all the materials that go into All Sweet. There's no guesswork about the quality of oils and milk. Then, once approved, those fine vegetable oils and the freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk are combined with scientific skill and precision. No wonder every pound of All Sweet is consistently good. No wonder you always get the same ease of spreading, the same superb flavor. And, of course, the energy value, the high vitamin content of All Sweet are just as dependable as All Sweet's marvelous flavor. So remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meat, starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more fun listening, please visit otipet.com.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.